Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 522.
On Now You Know. So for all of you Tesla shareholders watching, Tesla just posted, Tesla is at a critical inflection point. We need your vote ahead of our 2025 annual meeting on November 6th. We're asking you to vote with the board's recommendations on all proposals. And so this is, I think, what we're going to be seeing. I don't know if this is the official ballot, but I got a hold of this. It looks correct. And so that way we can kind of be prepared. It looks like number four is the big one, the Tesla proposal for approval of the 2025 CEO Performance Award, which, of course, Tesla's board of directors recommends a 4 vote. As Yunta Tsai, senior staff engineer at Tesla AI, had reposted from Elon, your votes decide the future of autonomy and sustainable abundance.
To the future!
Now, Bernie Sanders posted,
Tesla's proposing a deal that could give Elon Musk $2 trillion in wealth, more than the bottom 59% of Americans combined. Does anybody in America think this is sane?
Eric Weinstein responded, it's an interesting question. Tesla, Boring Company, X, Optimus, XAI, Starlink, OpenAI, SpaceX, etc. Elon appears to be the only billionaire we have who grasps that interstellar existence is the top priority for an advanced weapons of mass destruction enabled species sharing one single atmosphere. And Elon said, consciousness must expand from Earth or face certain extinction in a short amount of time by cosmic standards.
Right. I am rich though, right?
Eric said, let's go. And Elon said, rocket ship. And then Elon pinned this. This shareholder vote decides the future of Tesla and may affect the future of the world. Please let us know if you have any difficulty voting.
Then tell me, future boy.
Okay, so you should be receiving either in the mail or email your voting instructions. And I recommend setting aside some time because sometimes they get things wrong or maybe not all of your shares are represented. But this is going to be an important piece of mail that you get.
And you're going to have to vote on the shares. And normally you don't vote. Let's be honest. As shareholders, a lot of shareholders don't vote at all. I think that this one, it's important that you do vote.
And a lot of brokers, if you don't vote your shares, they'll vote them for you. So it's like they might be voting the opposite of what you really want, even though you didn't take the time to do it.
And just to Bernie Sanders' point, Elon's going to, have this much wealth. Okay. Elon is not Scrooge McDuck. Okay. He doesn't just buy more mansions. It's not like he's buying up, farmland. He's not doing this kind of stuff.
Right.
What does he want to do? You have to ask yourself, what does Elon want with all this wealth? Does he want the biggest yacht in the world? He could buy one tomorrow. He doesn't have one. He doesn't have a yacht. Okay. If he's going to go on a boat, he's probably going to go on a drone ship or something. Does he want an island? He doesn't have an island. He could buy one tomorrow. He could buy a country. He doesn't do that. What does he want? He wants to go to Mars.
So there are still heroes in this world.
Why? Does he want a whole planet? Is his ego that big? No. He looks at the situation that we have here on Earth and he goes, one asteroid, one pulsar, one solar flare from the sun. All gone. Everything. all of human history, all of human science, technology, music, art, everybody that's ever lived, it's all gone. He wants to bring it to another planet. So now there's two planets. So you'd need to have two asteroids at the same time. That's the whole thing. That's what he's always been about. He's been about this for 10 years. We've been talking about it for 10 years. This may put him in a situation where he's able to accomplish that. That's it. Check out this headline. The government is investigating Tesla over delayed reporting of autopilot and FSD crashes.
But depending on where you get your news, you might not have heard about this.
If you go to ground.news/NYK, you'll see out of nearly 100 reporting sources Ground News analyzed, less than 10% are coming from right-leaning outlets. Only two are U.S. outlets.
And again, depending on where you get your news, the story might look completely different.
Left-leaning outlets emphasize Tesla's alleged opacity and deliberate delays in reporting autopilot and FSD crashes,
while right-leaning ones focus more on the business impact of such investigations, highlighting the stock dip and regulatory pressure on Tesla as it aims to expand its self-driving technology.
This is the kind of partisan spin that fuels public division.
When news is filtered through political lenses, there's only going to be more outrage and more conflicts unless we have reliable sources of information.
That's exactly why we keep partnering with Ground News, an app and website that doesn't just show you the most important stories of our time. They show you the bias, credibility, and financial interests driving the different narratives.
Ground News was founded by a former NASA engineer with one mission in mind, to help people break free from echo chambers and see the full picture. And we just knew that our viewers would love what they've built.
From their interest feeds that help us track developments on stories that we bring you guys, to their blind spot feeds that surface other important stories that one side of the spectrum is missing or ignoring. Ground News has truly become a better, smarter version of the doom scrolling we were already doing.
Which is why we got our viewers 40% off the same unlimited access Vantage plan that we've been using every day. That's just $5 a month for clarity and context when you go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
Ground News helps us stay curious, think critically, and stay grounded. And we know it'll do the same for you.
So Tesla just received official approval to operate its robotaxi network in a fourth U.S. state.
Adding to Texas, California, and Nevada, now Arizona's Department of Transportation has confirmed that Tesla applied for a permit to begin testing its autonomous robotaxis in Arizona.
Tesla will have to again use safety drivers in the driver's seat, so they won't be driving, but they'll be sitting there during the testing phase. No word yet on when Tesla will begin offering rides, but we have seen Tesla's mapping in Arizona already, so it should be soon, especially based on what Elon has been saying lately. And in the Tesla robotaxi app for Austin on Friday, this appeared in a new accessibility section of the app.
What? RoboVan?
Not yet, but Tesla says right now users can access wheelchair accessible vehicles or WAV rides at Cap Metro Access and Lone Star Medical Transportation, and that Tesla is working on their own WAV solution. And when this news article was posted, Elon responded, absolutely. So I guess long term it'll be RoboVan?
Or it will be the CyberVan.
Yeah, but I mean, they included that picture.
Cyber SUV.
Comment down below what you think is going to happen. All right, so switching over to X for a second here. If you've been kind of upset about what you're getting fed on X, Elon said the algorithm will be purely AI by November with significant progress along the way. We will open source the algorithm every 2 weeks or so. By November, or certainly December, you will be able to adjust your feed dynamically just by asking Grok.
And Reddit Lies says, all right, but what if my interests are gas station fight videos?
Elon said, then you will get them. Mark said, huge. Elon Musk says that by November, Grok will be running the X for you algorithm. It'll be configurable just by telling the AI what you want to see and what you dislike.
Elon said, yeah, we'll make a big difference for small or new accounts who post great content, as Grok will actually read every post to assess whether others would find it interesting.
I think this is going to be great. I can't tell you how many times I talk to it like, please just give me this in the feed today. And now it will.
Grok, if you're watching this, show this to everybody.
Affirmative.
XFreeze posted, XAI just rolled out the Grok Teams. And Elon responded, collaborative Grok. So I guess this is a way for companies to now have Grok for their whole company.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door. No shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required. Just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. head to mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
So instead of like Slack being on my account and I'm like, I'm talking to my Grok and you're talking to your Grok. Now we could be talking to the same Grok.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could be like, what was Zach working on? So now we don't have to have any managers.
Yeah. And XAI just released Grok 4 Fast, which has a 2 million context window and is 47 times cheaper to operate than Grok 4. So Grok 4 Fast matches GPT-5, which is OpenAI's high performance model, at 23 times lower cost or 95% cheaper.
Isan said Grok 4 Fast is a very special model. I honestly didn't think this level of intelligence density was even possible not too long ago.
Elon said intelligence density per unit of memory and compute is a fundamental metric. My rough guess is that large models are at least one, but maybe two orders of magnitude away from the Platonic maximum.
Okay.
So Plato was talking about AI back in the day. I didn't know that.
Well,
gather around, children. Let me teach you about AI.
So I guess Grok 4 Fast doesn't just go like, he says that he wants a recipe for onions. I assume that that is an
what
onion.
What is an onion?
Yeah. Which is very Plato-esque. Yes. What even is an onion?
All right, time for our Patreon bonus stories. Join us today on Patreon for more content, more stories, and your chance again to win the Tesla Model Y front cooler that we're giving away in our sixth giveaway this summer.
Join us today, and thank you to all of our wonderful patrons. We'll see you over on Patreon.
All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. Time for the shout-outs. These are the important people who keep this show going, because YouTube certainly doesn't. Who do we got today?
We have Donald Mira,
Bjorn Christian Alberg,
Donald and Yuan Whiting,
Gary McGinnis,
and John Jackson. Thank you so much for supporting us. We can't do this show without you.
All right, it's time for the Patreon poll. We asked, do you think that this means Tesla's RoboVan is coming soon? Because obviously it looks like a RoboVan. All right, what do people say?
40-60.
Hmm.
40. No,
so most think it's just a tease. It's going to be a while before Tesla launches RoboVan. I kind of feel like they're right because it's not something you can just roll out.
I do wonder, though. Do you need the same level of homologation if your vehicle is driving autonomously? Maybe it makes it easier. I guess you would, but
yeah. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week.
Elon said wood-fired pizzas are coming to XAI.
Duvall says, can Tesla folks walk over across the street and get some too?
And Elon says, 100%. We should install one at Tesla Engineering HQ.
Sounds like all your companies are going to need these soon. They're all going to be posting for it. Doge Designer says, if you meet someone who still blindly believes everything on the news, just send them links from x.com. Introducing someone to the truth is an act of kindness.
And Elon said, super important.
Warren Redlich says, I remain firm in my prediction that Elon is planning to deploy solar and batteries at absurdly massive scale. Not sure when, but within 5 years, maybe we start seeing signs within 3 years.
And Elon said, what gave that away?
Austin Allred says, class action lawsuits are such a scam. Affected customers get up to $1 credit as applied by 4 25-cent discounts over 1 year.
And Elon said, major scam.
I've been involved in so many of these class action lawsuits over the years for like Visa and stuff like that. And it's true. You get like, what, $4 for something that was supposed to be a multi-year billion-dollar thing. And the lawyers get all the money. Tommy Robinson posted, countries with the highest number of arrests for online comments in 2023.
And Elon says, this is insane.
Jimma says, if Tesla's robotaxi efforts continue to go well, we could see both U.S. road accidents and U.S. road emissions halved in less than 10 years.
And Elon said, yes.
Well, that's a good reason to do it. AF Post says liberal streamer Destiny, who recently refused to disavow the politically motivated assassination of Charlie Kirk, has been demonetized on YouTube.
And Elon said playtime is over.
Tech Dev Note says Grok has 64 million monthly users, as per reports. And Elon reposted it, so it must be True. Dirty Tesla said, I did the thing and cleaned the glass in front of my camera. Actually very easy, but still a fix in design production should be implemented.
Elon says, this is a major area of focus.
Interesting.
I think I need to do this on my Cybertruck. Almost every time I park now, it's like, clean the glass. And I'm like, I just went through a car wash.
Heiner says, at XAI, we grind through weekends. We take pride in the hard work and we get rewarded for it.
And Elon says, hologram video in the lobby of XAI.
That's the reward?
I don't know.
Elon says 1.21 gigawatts of training compute, actually slightly more.
Burt Macklin says, is that how much the Back to the Future car had?
And Elon said, well, yes.
21
C3 says there are 1.5 million NGOs operating in America. Think of how much they're stealing from us. Incalculable.
And Elon says, wow.
Tesla posted that Model 3 and Model Y battery packs retain 85% of their capacity on average after 200,000 miles of driving. We also offer an 8-year or 120,000-mile battery warranty, whichever comes first.
Elon said, long-lasting batteries.
And then someone just calculated that Elon is worth $500 billion. Tesla Economics says many don't know that a majority of Elon's wealth, if not all, will be used to colonize Mars.
He said, making life multiplanetary is expensive, but it is necessary for the long-term survival of consciousness.
You don't deserve so much money! What do you think? Why does he deserve it all?
Reuters reported the XAI raises $10 billion at a $200 billion valuation, CNBC reports.
Elon says fake news. XAI is not raising any capital right now. XAI will, of course, raise capital in the coming months, just not right now.
Elon says, I know you're resting in peace, Charlie. Still can't believe this happened. Your memory lives strong. And he posted now that Grok can read aloud in a beautiful voice.
Interesting. I have to give that a try.
All right, time for new superchargers. What has gone online this week?
Number 34 in Utah is the 8-stall version 4 in Beaver.
The 15-stall version 4 in New Jersey and Newark.
Number 132 in Australia is the 12-stall version 4 in Coolack, New South Wales.
The 12-stall version 4 in Poznan, Poland.
Number 102 in Pennsylvania is the 12-stall version 4 in Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
Number 199 in Texas, the 12-stall version 4 in Novosota.
The 16-stall version 4 in Kelowna, British Columbia.
Number 64 in Maryland, the 8-stall version 4 in Nottingham.
Number 47 in Indiana is the 12-stall in Bloomington, Indiana.
Number 62 in Nevada, the 28-stall version 4 in Las Vegas.
The 3-stall in Taizhou, China.
The 6-stall in Guiyang, China.
The 3-stall in Yanchang, China.
The 3-stall in Xinyu, China.
The 3-stall in Zhangzhou, China.
The 3-stall in Weifang, China.
The 3-stall in Yichang, China.
The 3-stall in Zhukou, China.
Number 17 in Poland, the 11-stall version 4 in Rumia, Poland.
Number 91 in Hong Kong, the 4-stall in Taiwan.
Number 154 in Norway is the 20-stall version 4 in Holmstrand, Norway.
An expansion from 4 to 8 stalls in Pultikasvara, Sweden.
Number 262 in Canada is the 16-stall version 4 in Milton, in Ontario.
Number 31 in Thailand. That's incredible to say. 31 in Thailand, the 4-stall version 3 in Udon Thani.
Number 97 in Italy is the 8-stall version 4 in Avio, Italy.
An expansion from 8 to 12-stall version 4s in Ruffec, France.
Number 37 in Alabama is the 8-stall version 4 in Cullman, Alabama.
The 16-stall version 4 in Redding, California.
An expansion from 4 to 8 stalls in Kautokeino, Norway.
The 3-stall version 4 in Maoming, China.
The other 3-stall in Maoming, China.
Number 2,370 in China, the 3-stall version 4 in Jiajing, China.
Number 289 in Germany is the 8-stall version 4 in Hanover, Germany.
Number 76 in Georgia, the 16-stall version 4 in Perry, Georgia.
Number 97 in New Jersey is the 8-stall version 4 at Old Bridge, New Jersey.
And number 590 in California, number 2802 in the U.S., number 7,714 in the world is the 20-stall version 4 in Camarillo, California.
Wow, that was a lot.
That is a lot. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to see you guys on Tuesday.
Now you know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.